You are Locked On Raptors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Well, that sucked ass. Hey, and welcome to episode number 271 of Locked On Raptors for Thursday, February 1st. That's right, it's February now. I'm your host, Sean Woodley of LockedOnRaptors.com and RaptorsHQ.com. You can find me on Twitter at WoodleySean. Show's on Twitter as well at Locked On Raptors. You can find links to every single episode. Of course, Locked On Raptors is part of the Locked On Podcast Network with team-focused shows for all 30 NBA teams, all 32 NFL teams, and as well as Locked On Fantasy with Josh Lloyd, Locked On NBA with David Locke. And you can find those all together on the Locked On NBA and NFL iTunes channels, respectively. If you're gearing up for the Super Bowl, Locked On Patriots and Locked On NFL and Locked On Eagles as well. Those are the shows you want to check out this week. Matt Williamson hosts the Locked On NFL show, the general show for the network. So make sure you're checking out all of those shows ahead of the big game on Sunday. It should be a good one, probably. I don't know. They're always weird when the Patriots are in them. So maybe we'll get another one this time around. Speaking of weird games, the Raptors just lost to the Washington Wizards in a very silly and dumb game. They lost 122-119. The second half was defense-free and very strange. The final few minutes of this game were kind of wild. I'll get to all that in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsor for today, and that is MyBookie. The big game is here, and it's time to cash in and bet the game at MyBookie.ag. If you haven't checked them out, this is the perfect weekend to get into the action. Have a hunch on who's going to win the coin toss or what color the Gatorade the winning coach is going to be showered in. You can log on now, check out the props, and get in on the action. Don't just watch the game. Lay down some money and be part of it. Join me and thousands of other online players and start betting at MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is the industry-leading online sportsbook, and its players enjoy the fastest payouts in the business when they win. Make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay without any hassles. You're wasting time betting anywhere else. And they even have in-game live betting so you can place a bet after kickoff on Sunday. Join now and score free cash to place your Super Bowl wager on the house. Right now, MyBookie is giving away up to $1,000 to every new player. Sign up today and score an instant 50% bonus on your first deposit. That's right. If you join now with $100, you'll get a $150 bankroll to play with. Use the promo code LOCKEDONNBA to activate the offer. You play, you win, and you get paid at MyBookie. All right, let's get to this game. The Raptors started off really well. It was a really great start from the Raptors. The offense was flowing in the first quarter. They were up 34-27 after the first. They were up by as many as 12. OG Anunoby hit two threes early on. Jonas Valanciunas hit two threes in the first half. He had 16 points at halftime. Norm Powell even got into the action. He was 2 of 2 at halftime. He had a couple of contested threes right at the buzzer. One was just a complete... I can't believe it fell. It was kind of a prayer, but hey, it was nice to see Norm kind of get on the board. He was 3 of 4 tonight, which is the first time I remember him being over 50% in a long time. So that was good. A second straight, you know, a positive performance from Norm. And the first half was just like, it felt good. The Raptors were playing well. DeRozan had a line of like 4 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists after the first half, getting guys involved. Serge Ibaka's offense was running really well as well. And it felt like the Raptors kind of had it in hand. Bradley Beal only had 2 points in the first half. Obviously, that was going to change, but it didn't feel like... It felt like one of those games, like a lot of the games the Raptors have played this season, where they just kind of get out front and they kind of coast a little bit, and they'll be up by like 10 points for most of the game, and they'll put it away and probably have some garbage time at the end of the game. And it just wasn't like that. The Wizards played tough. They played hard without John Wall in the lineup. And the second half kind of bit the Raptors in the ass a little bit. A few things that they were doing poorly kind of caught up to them. They were giving up a ton of fouls in this one. Sent the Wizards to the line, 24-26 from the line, and they also were just getting killed on the offensive glass. Once again, it's kind of been a recurring theme for the Raptors. 12 offensive boards for the Wizards in this one. They out-rebounded the Raptors 44-32. Serge Ibaka had just 3 rebounds in the entire night. I mean, that's not great. Jonas Valanciunas didn't have a single rebound in the second half. He played quite a bit as well. They just couldn't grab a rebound to save their lives. And it ended up catching up to them late. There were a few plays late on where there just could have been extra possessions gained by the Raptors, and they just couldn't do it. One that was like super frustrating. So let me pull up exactly what the situation was for this. Yeah, it was 115-112 Wizards late in the fourth, just over a minute left. Felt like way more than a minute considering how long the last minute took to play. But Serge Ibaka had like an incredible defensive possession. He switched on to Bradley Beal, completely shut him down, forced a really contested step back jump shot from like 17 feet out. Then Otto Porter grabbed the offensive rebound between Lowry and DeRozan trying to go up for it. There was no one around the basket. Jonas was on the other side. The ball came short off of the front rim for Beal, and it came right to Porter, and that was a bummer. It just that didn't lead to points, but it just kind of spoke to even when the Raptors did everything right and when Serge Ibaka was having like an incredible defensive possession, they just couldn't grab a damn rebound to save their damn lives, and it ended up catching up to them. The bench for the Wizards was excellent in this one, and the Raptors bench was awful. That was kind of another tale of this game. Just the benches were totally outmatched, and that's not what you would have expected coming into this game. I retweeted a thing today earlier, forgive me who it was from, it was like a chart of all the bench players, all the sort of 1 to 13 rotation players for all 30 NBA teams, and the Raptors bench is just like crushing everybody. They're all of their guys between like their 6th and 7th and 8th and 9th men, on up to the 12th men, are like in the top 3 or 4 and in many cases number 1 in the entire league in terms of wins generated, and it just wasn't there for them tonight. CJ Miles was out with that sore knee that he's been nursing. Fred VanVleet stayed home, proud new dad of course, staying home with his family for this one, so they were shorthanded on the bench, but the bench just didn't play very well. Aside from Powell, he played 26 pretty effective minutes, although he was kind of quiet in the second half. Pascal Siakam wasn't particularly good. His rebounding was awful. He had only one board. Jakob Poeltl picked up three fouls in his first 5 minutes of court time. Wasn't super effective in this one. He had five boards. It was tied for second highest on the team, but other than that, he was kind of absent on the evening. DeLon Wright was really rough tonight. No points, two assists, two rebounds. Lorenzo Brown played 11 minutes, and he was just god-awful those 11 minutes. He really was not effective whatsoever. Between those two, 5 turnovers, 18 turnovers for the Raptors on the night, and yeah, just nothing from the bench, and that's not what you expect to see from the Raptors, of course. They've been excellent with the second unit, and they got completely outgunned by the likes of Mike Scott, who had 14, 4, and 2 on 6 of 9 shooting. You had Jan Mahimi, who had a couple of big putbacks, and was pretty effective. He had 10 points. Jody Meeks had 10 points as well. Like, that's just, when Jody Meeks, Jan Mahimi, and Mike Scott are torching you, you're good. You're kind of behind the eight ball, even if John Wall is not in the lineup. And then, of course, Bradley Beal in the second half caught fire. He had 27 points, 25 of those in the second half, 9 of 20 shooting. He was excellent. And yeah, they just kind of lost it. Their defense was not very good in the second half, the Raptors, and they lost it to the bench that was kind of torching them. And the Raptors' own bench just couldn't provide any production. Lowry and DeRozan were good in this one. We'll get to Lowry in a sec because he's going to be the topic of conversation at the end of this one for good and bad reasons. Of course, DeRozan was excellent, though. I thought he didn't have any assists in the second half. I don't think that was like an indictment of the offense or anything like that. I think it was just guys missing shots that they were hitting in the first half, even though the Raptors scored a bunch of points in the second half. But DeRozan had a few timely buckets. He was 9 of 10 from the line as well, so 23 points on 17 shots. Like, that's, you'll take that from him. 0-3 from deep. He's been struggling from deep of late, just 14% ish over the last 10 games or so. I'm not too worried about it because he's been streaky all season. Like, he was really good to start the year, had a long stretch where he didn't really hit any threes, and then he went on that crazy tear at the start of January. He kind of runs hot and cold there, so I'm not too worried about DeMar in his three-point shot. Like, if it's going, that's amazing, that's a bonus. If not, at least he's taking them, and that's part of the offense, so that's that. But yeah, he was good tonight. He wasn't amazing, he was pretty good though. And then you get to Lowry, and Lowry was incredible. Lowry was the reason the Raptors were in this game late. The Raptors just did not play well in the fourth quarter. The bench again got blitzed, and it looked like it was going to be over. He had like a long stretch of like Lorenzo Brown and DeLon Wright just kind of looking like completely lost out there. And my thing, I have no problem with playing multiple point guards. I do have a problem when the multiple point guards include Lorenzo Brown. I feel like there are other lineups you can go with. And you're in tough because you're without Miles and you're without Fred VanVleet, and so you're kind of short on guards and wings. But I feel like you could have staggered, maybe if you're Dwayne Casey, maybe staggered in a bit more Powell, maybe a bit more OG. OG played just 21 minutes in this game. I thought he was pretty effective, but they're pretty bound to the rotation, so I guess you're not going to upset the apple cart, I suppose. But just wasn't the best use of lineups. I don't think, like, Lorenzo Brown's kind of a nothing at this point. He's not really useful. And that kind of hurt the Raptors at the start of the fourth quarter. But then Lowry came back in with 8:19 left to play, and he played the entire final stretch of the game, and he was amazing. he was just flat out awesome. He scored like 17 points in the fourth quarter. He was just outstanding when he came in. He was making just incredible plays up and down. This kind of happened as well in the third quarter when, you know, things were looking a little rough. There was a three-point shooting foul that he didn't get the call for, that he thought he should have gotten the call for, because of course Kyle Lowry should have gotten the call for that. At least he thinks he should have. And they kind of just kind of picked it up from there as well and kind of stemmed the tide. It looked like the Wizards might pull away to start the third quarter. They hit like 9 of their first 10 shots in the fourth, and it kind of felt like that Knicks third quarter for like the first 4 or 5 minutes where they were just kind of pouring it on, and they didn't feel like the Raptors had much in the way of sort of resistance to it. But Lowry kind of stepped that up. You saw him get really jitterbuggy. He was sort of pushing the ball at a pace at which he wasn't really pushing early in the third or even in the first half. His defense was pretty aggressive. He roasted Thomas Satoransky. Poor Thomas Satoransky got absolutely worked by both Lowry and DeRozan tonight, like multiple times. Blow bys, tough defense, just like, shots drained right in the eye. Satoransky, I mean, they ended up getting the win, so I guess he won't be too upset about it, but he got roasted tonight by both Kyle and DeMar. And yeah, in that fourth quarter, Kyle was doing everything. He was all over the place. His defense was excellent. His obviously hit like 3 threes. He ended up 4 of 11 from 3 on the night. He shot 10 of 19 overall. He got to the line 7 times, which is, you know, not crazy, but for him this season, that's one of his higher end games, getting to the line. And he was just excellent. 3 steals as well. Like, he was all over the court in the fourth quarter. And then you get down to crunch time. And so in crunch time, it looked like, again, kind of a recipe where the Raptors were just going to play poorly. Their offense was whatever. But like, I think if you look beyond the surface and just the fact that they didn't get a ton of buckets late in the 2 minute range of crunch time, I don't think their offense was all that bad. I think if you look at it, there was like one possession where it was a little bit stagnant. They tried a bunch of screen actions that the Wizards kind of snuffed out around the 2:30 mark. And then Kyle had a wide open three on the next possession that he completely clanked, and then it went down. They gave up a wide open three to Markieff Morris to make it 115-110. That was a bummer. And, you know, there was some kind of rough defense there that I thought was more the culprit than the offense late in the game. And then they had like a bunch of wide open looks. Serge Ibaka got a wide open look in transition in the corner. He bricked that. DeRozan got a couple looks. Lowry got a couple more too. And just like, they had good offense and good shots in crunch time, which has been the sort of bugaboo for the Raptors over the last little while here. It was mostly the defense, I think, that let them down here. They were allowing penetration. Norm Powell had a bad blow by that he allowed to Bradley Beal at one point. And like, that's going to happen because Bradley Beal's really freaking good. But there were too many breakdowns for the Raptors on defense in crunch time here. So the narrative will be, oh, the Raptors are bad in crunch time or whatever. But no, like, their defense was kind of what let them down. And yeah, you have to play defense in crunch time, but that's been more of a stable thing for the Raptors this season. The offense, I thought, was totally fine. And then you get to the Lowry stuff. The end of this game was wild. I kind of have to jog my memory just looking at the play-by-play stats for it, because it so much happened in so little time. The Raptors were trying to extend the game. The last minute of this game took like 10 minutes to play. See, after that Ibaka miss that I mentioned, the one from the corner where he might have got away from with the travel on it, but that would have been to tie. He missed that. Wizards grabbed the rebound. The Raptors foul. Otto Porter goes to the line, hits 1 of 2, and then so it's 116-112 for the Wizards. DeRozan goes down, gets a quick layup in just like 9 seconds, 24 seconds left on the clock. They foul again. Porter again goes 1 of 2, so it's, Porter goes 2 of 2, so it's 118-114. Then Lowry goes down just 6 seconds later, drives, gets fouled, gets a layup to go, makes it 118-116, and then misses the free throw to make it 118-117. Of course, it's a big miss because Bradley Beal goes down, makes it 2 free throws after they foul 3 seconds later to make it a 4-point game. After that, Lowry again goes down, scores a quick bucket in just 4 seconds, making it 128-118. It looks like the Wizards were allowing that pretty much, just a free shot at the rim. And then after that, the Michael Ruffin stuff starts coming back. It's 120-118. The Wizards take a timeout. They almost go 5 seconds without getting it in. And then, yeah, everyone starts tweeting about Michael Ruffin, about, you know, the crazy Morris Peterson game back in the day against the Wizards, where the Wizards totally choked it away in a similar situation. Not exactly the same, but very similar. It was a 3-point game in that situation, obviously, because Mo Pete hit that three. So the Wizards inbound, 4 seconds left from they get the ball advanced. Just like a really bad inbound pass, and Kyle Lowry sort of goes at Bradley Beal. Beal loses the ball. Beal fouls Lowry. Lowry tries to say he's shooting a three. And, like, if you look at the replay, he wasn't not trying to shoot a three. And you could kind of sell it on that because there were 2.6 seconds left. They didn't give him the shooting foul. They said it was just an off-ball, regular common foul. So he goes to the line with two shots at 120, 118 with 3 seconds left and misses the first. Because, of course, that was a huge bummer. It's the second big missed free throw by Lowry late in the game and just kind of a killer. And then, so, of course, he makes the second. The Raptors try to foul or whatever and try to get up a heave. DeMar DeRozan turns it over on the final pass. They were going for, I guess, I don't know why he threw the pass to Jonas, who was standing, like, at the free throw line. Like, Kyle kind of was open a little bit down court, obviously, trying to hit Kyle, 6 feet tall. It's kind of hard from, you know, 70 feet away. But that's how the game ended. DeMar threw it away, and the game ended 122-119. And if that doesn't make any sense to read out, I mean, I don't know why I went through the entire last minute of play in sort of reading off the plays, but just a lot happened. And I think what is going to happen after this game is people are going to look at it and be like, oh man, Kyle Lowry choked. Kyle Lowry, man, he's so allergic to big moments. He can't do it in big moments. He's not clutch, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it sucks that he missed those free throws late. The two big missed free throws, like, that would have been a huge change in the game. You know, the first one he missed, of course, wouldn't have to be a four-point game. Of course, the game flow changes after that. Maybe he doesn't get the chance to go take the free throws at the end after the silly Beal foul, but just, like, yeah, you can't miss those free throws. You got to make them. But at the same time, if it's not for Lowry literally just flying all over the court for the last 8 minutes of the game, the Raptors are not in this game. They might lose this game by 10. Lowry was excellent. Lowry was the reason that there was crunch time at all in this game and the reason that the Wizards couldn't really pull away. And so for people to, like, look at this game, yes, you can criticize Lowry for missing the free throws, but don't do that without also acknowledging that he's the reason that those free throws even had a chance to tie the game at the end. An annoying loss. Kudos to the Wizards. Kudos to the bench for, you know, doing what they did. The Wizards bench was excellent in this game, and they deserve to be credited with that. And Bradley Beal, what an excellent second half. Shades of, like, Jimmy Butler, some of his second halves he's had against the Raptors in the past. And the Wizards needed this one more than the Raptors did. And they played as such, but yeah, like, I have a hard time really sort of faulting Lowry all that much. Yes, it sucks to miss free throws, but hey, free throws, like, it's not a sure thing. It's not a, you know, 100% proposition, you know, you clutch free throws. I don't know. I wouldn't make them. Of course, I'm not Kyle Lowry. I'm not an NBA player, but yeah, like, it's part of the story of this game, of course, but I think the bigger thing with this one is, like, this is a game where Kyle Lowry was incredible, and it's a bummer. This is, like, the second crazy Kyle Lowry game in the last, like, 12 days that has gone to waste. Of course, he had 40 points against the Wolves, completely demolished them, and I think he's played really well of late, that Jazz game last Friday notwithstanding. He's been excellent, so I think that's probably the more, you know, obviously they lost, so you can't really take away all that much, but I think the bigger takeaway from this game is Kyle Lowry put the team on his back for the last 8 minutes, and yes, he failed them on two individual free throws, but again, they don't get that situation available to them if he's not completely just roasting the Wizards and making Thomas Satoransky cry for the last, you know, five, 6 minutes of this game. So as mad as I want to be, it was really fun to watch Kyle play that well. And, like, these are the margins of error that you can't really play with when your bench is terrible. Had the bench played better, had the bench got knocked out completely just shit-pumped by the Wizards throughout the game, then maybe this isn't a close game at the end. Maybe the Raptors continue their first half dominance, and, like, I thought the starters were very good in this game. The third quarter was a little rough, but they kind of got it back on track a little bit. And, like, the start to this game was awesome. It was in the second quarter where things kind of derailed a little bit. They were up by as many as 10 in the second quarter, like 59-49, and then the bench guys just couldn't really hold up. And then the start of the fourth quarter was rough as well. Those first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter were, like, they kind of put the Raptors behind the eight ball in the fourth quarter, required that comeback for them to even be in crunch time. And yeah, so I put this game more on sort of the issues that precluded Lowry missing those free throws at the end, as opposed to Lowry missing those free throws at the end. It is what it is. The Raptors are 34-16. They're still very fine. Tough back-to-back tomorrow against Portland. That'll be a fun game, probably. And then you got Memphis on Sunday and the big game against Boston on Tuesday. This will be a fun little stretch here for the Raptors. But no, I'm not, like, too upset about it or anything. Again, like, they could have sat down and died after the bench kind of blew it away in the first half or first part of the fourth quarter. They didn't. They kind of rallied it together. DeRozan had 8 points in the fourth quarter as well. He was really good, even though he wasn't the most efficient shooting tonight. And yeah, what are you going to do? It's fine. Stupid game. dumb game. Basketball's dumb sometimes. And they were in the position to tie it. And, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. It's fine. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. I'm exhausted. This was a tiring game. It was an emotionally draining game. And I'm going to go sleep or something. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast. Sorry if this was like a hasty recap, and sorry if I completely got the order of operations and the order of events totally out of whack, because, again, lots of stuff happened in this game, and there's lots of sort of process after it. But the main thing, bench was bad. Lowry was really good. Those free throws sucked, but, hey, he was really good leading up to them. And, yeah, hopefully the bench can be better next time. Hopefully Miles and Van Vliet are back available for the next game tomorrow. I'm sure Van Vliet will, because it's a home game. I'm not sure about Miles. I guess we'll see. But, yeah, just a rough game. Rebound better, maybe, and you won't have this situation arising either. Yeah, stop letting Jan Mahimi's broken ass beat you, and Mike Scott, who was barely in the league the last 2 years, or Jody Meeks, who is just like Kyle Lowry if he ate all the food, and I don't know. Whatever. It is what it is. Good on the Wizards for playing well and fighting back. And Otto Porter had a nice game too. And so yeah, what are you gonna do about it? It's fine. Anyway, I'm rambling now. So please make sure you find the podcast on iTunes. Leave a rating. Leave a review. Very much helps to move us up the rankings. Makes us more discoverable. Apologies if this was a very all over the place podcast without much thematic purpose or narrative flow. One of those games where you just gotta kind of talk about it and talk into a mic, and the mic has been very good at listening to me. So I'll be back again probably tomorrow, if not on Saturday, probably to recap the Portland game some point over the weekend, and then we're going to be doing more trivia for Monday. I'm very excited about that, so stay tuned for more of the Locked On Raptors trivia tournament, recording the second four matchups over the course of the weekend, so that should be a very fun time. And yeah, that's going to do it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Talk to you again very soon. Actually, there was a clip from David Locke's podcast today, Locked On NBA, that I might use as sort of the basis of a podcast tomorrow. It's all about the young guys and whether or not you want to trade them, and whether or not sort of cashing in some of those guys for a real piece this season. As hard as it is, it's very hard to do, you know, financially. The Raptors don't have much in the way to trade, and we talked about this with David actually in the podcast last week after the game against the Jazz, but it's an interesting conversation anyway, regardless of sort of the financial difficulties that come with it. It's a fascinating conversation about, you know, when do you go for it? Because, yeah, well, I'll just save it for tomorrow. There's a clip from David's podcast that I'll probably use to build a podcast around. So stay tuned for that, and thank you so much for listening. And shouts to Kyle Lowry, man. His nutsack was all over the court in this game, and it's too bad that he missed the free throws at the end. But, man, he was excellent, and he has been very good for the last few games. Actually, wrote about Kyle Lowry for Raptors HQ if you want to check that out. I wrote the game, the great game he played against the Wolves on Tuesday. Not quite as prolific statistically as this one was, but it was very good nonetheless, and lots of similar elements from that game and this game for in terms of how Kyle Lowry played. So that's finally going to do it for me. I'll actually shut up now. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you again with another episode of Locked On Raptors. Have a good one.